Hi, this is Camden Toy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, and you're listening to the 8-Bit Geek. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the most exclusive spot on the internet. It's where everyone wants to be, but not everyone gets in. Of course, we're talking about the 8-Bit Geek. I am Jeremy, the man who will take you to your VIP section. With me are the stars of the club.
Well, just one tonight. Kevin, hi. How's it going, everybody?
Don't forget me. I'm Doug.
Hey, everybody, I'm Doug.
Doug can't be with us tonight. He is traveling once again across the U.S. of A., and we've all had our little issues here and there. We've been traveling a lot. We've had a lot. It's beginning to be the holidays, so people are going every which way. And, of course, there's Comic Cons that a couple people have gone to that we haven't been invited to cover, but they really wanted to go and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we've been absent as of late. Also, if you've noticed, episode 93 has been deleted off the podcast. That wasn't my fault. Well, it kind of was. Kevin asked me why.
Why, Jeremy? Why? Why was it deleted? Why, what travesty? Who's killing the art of podcasting?
It's me. I was playing around with some settings, and I normally what I do is I keep a backup on my computer for about 2 weeks, okay, in case something like this happens. I deleted the backup after the upload. Then the upload happened.
Like, nobody needs this one.
Nobody needs this. It's good. And I uploaded it. Everything was cool until I started messing with some settings. You know, when you hit the delete button on this on a story on our back end, it says on the bottom there's a checkbox. And it says, would you like to delete the media attached to the post? I read that as I hit OK.
You're like, okay, oh no!
That's exactly what I did. I was like, yeah, okay, oh shit! And so I deleted episode 93. It's gone forever. It's a lost file.
So if anyone has downloaded it, if you want to re-upload it to us, that'd be cool. Yep. Or you know what? You've got a collector's piece right there. It could be worth money. Never.
Down the road. Give us a couple years. It'll be worth a dollar or two. Next week we have a big announcement coming, so please tune in. We can't reveal anything yet, but it is very exciting. We cannot wait to announce it and to have it up for you guys to enjoy. It's really, really cool stuff. We're working on some things that I think you guys will be really excited about, and we'll push us even further into the future.
Spoiler alert, it's pretty awesome.
I can't believe you just gave it away.
Yep.
Why would you do that, Kevin? Don't do that. Anyways, if you'd like to follow the announcement, but you don't listen to the podcast, but you listen to this one, you can always follow us on social media. We are at the 8-Bit Geek. That is the at sign, the word the letter 8, the word bit, and the word geek. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagrammy.
Yes.
And also Kevin's Bands.
Yes. He's 24/7.
He's got a social media network.
Yep. Hashtag this.
Every week we like to take a look and start things off with the show with a little bit of misconnections. What that is we look up on Craigslist to find out just who needs to get hooked up at the Comic Cons and the local Walmarts. And we like to give you that information and maybe hook people up and create love. So without further ado,
let's do it. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection that we miss. On Craigslist!
I'd like to slow it down with a little bit of music as well.
Pump up that R&B, though.
Ooh, I need a little bit of that R in my left headphone and a little bit of that B in my right. For a full helping of R&B.
And a little D in your mouth.
Oh, dirty. This is a PG-13/XXX show. Keep it clean. All right, this first story. Comic-Con Bulwark Girl. I don't know what that means, but we're going to go with it.
Bulwark Girl?
Bulwark Girl. I don't even know if that's a game or what. Male for female. Providence. I don't know how to play this one, because he sounds kind of smooth.
Well, hey, there you go.
Okay, I'll go
when
smooth.
When you're at Comic-Con, you got to be smooth.
That's true. All right, I'll go smooth. I was there all weekend when I fell in love with you. Your laugh and your warmth had been keeping me up. I tried to get your phone number, but you politely declined. I had my friends ride the bull just so I could keep talking to you. Even if I can't date, I want to get to know you.
Wow.
I tried to find you on Facebook, but I can't remember what your last name was. I was in costume, and I wanted badly to be in you.
Oh, no.
Message me if you remember what I was. Till then, I'll dream of you patting my back, telling me good job riding the bull.
Oh, my. He's like, I forgot your last name. She's like, I never gave it to you.
Yeah, along with my phone number. You cannot have it.
Yeah, no means no, bro.
And it's so super creepy when somebody says, I was in costume. I really loved your laugh, the warmth. You kept me. Oh, my gosh. I felt so warm in your just the aura around you. I so badly want to be in you.
Yeah, it was that ending that just really threw it off. It's like, oh, that's cute. That's romantic. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's wrong. Kevin, you're up, man.
Oh, man. Well, you know how I like the Walmarts. This one's Sullivan Bank, which we threw us for a loop, but we found out it's in a Walmart. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I don't know how to do this voice either. This one's gay.
It sounds like a black man to me.
sounds like a black man.
Just say
that's why I have to do it anti. Let's just
are you going to go for a white guy? Ooh, a white guy talking black.
Story of my life. All right, I can do that.
You get typecasted.
Yo,
that
girl,
way.
Girl, this is like a snowball's chance in hell, but I see you in Walmart often because my mom drops me off. I call you my favorite banker, and I think that you are a goddess. I dream of you being my pillow princess, and I lick and suck your nana until you can't take it anymore.
Your nana.
I need nothing in return.
Is it Nana?
Girl.
Is it Nana? Your Nana.
Nana?
Yeah, your Nana.
N-A for all the listeners there. All right.
He forgot the H's.
I need nothing in return. Eating is not cheating, and we live in the same town. What the fuck does that mean? Okay. The ideal situation, you see, will be that you stop by my place on your way home. Hold on. Or anytime you have 30 minutes or so, just lay back and enjoy while I make you happy. We meet discreetly anytime you want to get off. I'm available 24/7.
Just like Walmart.
That is not a good selling point. If you think you know who I am, just ask me about a pillow princess the next time you see me at Walmart. We can make this FWB situation a reality. What is FWB?
I don't know.
This guy is really putting himself out there.
Man, I want a pillow. When Doug comes back, I'm going to start calling him my pillow princess. And I know that he doesn't, listen. Last time that he missed a podcast, he goes, did the podcast go okay? And I was like, didn't you listen? So he's probably not going to listen to this one. So I'm just going to randomly call him my pillow princess next week.
If he asks about the podcast, be like, oh yeah, it went great, my little pillow princess.
Yeah.
I just want to lick your nana. See, like, Nana was like, wasn't it like an aunt or something like that? It's just really weird.
No,
I don't know.
No, when you remember,
you know, you can't, like, your aunt or your auntie, like, Nana.
I remember in the 90s, Foxy Brown called it the Nana.
No, there was like the Punani. Well, Punani, yeah, but
the Punani, but Nana was a rap.
Poetic justice, man. Janet Jackson said it. Bonani or something like that. I don't know. Either way, Nana. Really, this guy was trying too hard.
Come on, Big Daddy, lick this Nana.
What I don't get to is eating is not cheating, and we live in the same town. That doesn't even go together.
I wish I could use "eating is not cheating" as the show title.
Yeah,
maybe yeah, I will.
They're gonna be like, "Oh, that's a decent title." Then they hear this and like, "Oh no!"
They're like, "Oh God, that went downhill." I thought they were talking about Oreos.
Well, depending on the situation, it could be that. But
I thought they were going to eat a sandwich on the air. I thought Jeremy was
my protein.
I thought maybe Jeremy or Kevin were having marital problems, and so they took it out on food.
Eating's not cheating, Jeremy.
Oh my goodness.
At least we live in the same town.
Every week we take a look at the movie industry and bring you the brightest, biggest, and of course exclusive news stories. It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. All right, so this is breaking news. Kevin, you have not heard this yet. I'm pretty sure the listeners have not heard this yet. But Star Wars Episode 7 has a title, and that title is The Force Awakens.
Oh, man. It's cool. It's hype that it's getting a title, but that title just leaves it wide open for porn parodies.
All of them do, don't they?
They'd be like, The Force Awakens in my pants.
Ooh. Listen, I'm okay. I like the name. I think it's cool. I think I am salivating at anything that leaks from this film. It's a year away. It's 1 year away.
Isn't that hard to believe, though, man? I mean, think about it. We're going to see a new Star Wars, a brand new Star Wars in a year that's going to be not with Jar Jar Binks. And if it is, they're going to make fun of him. It's fantastic.
Kev.
Somebody actually took the helm that isn't batshit crazy by this age.
Kev, we've got to start eating better so we know we're around in a year to watch this film.
I want to live long enough to see this movie.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over to miss
and
the chance.
That's what's
going to
happen next. A Dawson's Creed movie is going to get greenlit.
With a Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
It'll be Star Wars Dawson Creek crossover. The TV show.
Oh, God. No. No, JJ.
Dun, dun,
don't
dun,
do it.
Dun, dun, dun. Speaking of things that we just, I could not believe this was announced. I believe that I put it on my personal Facebook because I was just so surprised by it. And, you know, we don't do in a lot of, since we have the podcast and we talk about all these news stories every week, we don't make really long articles on the website. We usually just bring you back stories and stuff like that we think are cool and trailers and stuff like that.
Trailers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the fact that we, of course, express things a lot better through audio in our mouths. So
don't say
it. I put it on my personal Facebook. Toy Story 4, man, has just been announced.
Yes!
And it's coming June of 2017. We have Rashida Jones will co-write it.
That's
and,
cool.
John Lasseter will come back and direct it. If you remember, he directed the first and the second one. And his last film that he directed was Cars 2. And so I love John Lasseter. He actually runs Pixar nowadays. He's a wonderful man, and he wears amazing button-up shirts. They're always, like, Hawaiian-themed. But, man, I'm really surprised by this because of the fact of how the third one left us and how, like, heavy it left us and, like,
right.
It was the perfect ending to a perfect trilogy. And I just cannot see how they're going to top it. I hope that they do. And if anybody can, it's going to be John. I just don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's just, you know, it's one of those things they want more. It's just, I mean, yeah, they should have ended it in a trilogy, but these days they're starting to do, like, look at Pirates of the Caribbean. They should have ended that as a trilogy, and they're, like, what, five movies into that now?
Yeah, they're four movies into it, and the fourth one went really bad. And,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm worried.
Yeah, me too. But Pixar, I mean, you got to think of it a little bit different. They really perfect the films that they put out. I think that they've only had like one or two movies that really, you know, kind of got rated bad. And so I just really hope that this does justice, and they can't, please don't put Angry Birds into this movie.
I mean, yeah, that's going to be weird. Who knows? Maybe people will be over it by then. That's why it's going to take till 2017. But I mean, the good news on it is, I mean, if anyone can do it, Pixar would. I mean, they're batting pretty good average right now. So I'd say if anyone's going to try it, let it be them.
Yeah, I really hope that it comes out well. But if you guys have any thoughts about it, please hit us up on the Twitters, on the Facebooks, and let us know. But we got some news coming out of Warner Brothers and a little movie called, and it's a little tiny movie, called Suicide Squad. It looks like there's two names that have been announced that have been casted. As Doug would say, I'll believe it when it actually happens and when it's announced. But with these things, they usually happen pretty quickly. I think we're going to see some big names dropped. One of them is Jared Leto is apparently being eyed to play the Joker.
Interesting pick. Interesting.
Very, very interesting. And wouldn't that be crazy? Like, I'm sitting here thinking about it. And, you know, a name that's been thrown around is Tom Hardy. What if he came back as Bane?
I can see that. But they'd have to get more bulked out. Like, if they were going to get a Bane character, I think they'd have to get somebody from, like, the WWE. Like they did for,
Batman.
The one good thing about Batman and Robin that they got right was Bane. You know?
Well, that's... I mean, like the size of him. I didn't like the character that they portrayed in the Batman and Robin movie because Bane is actually a really
There was nothing good about the Batman and Robin movie.
But Bane was portrayed as an idiot in that film, and you know, in the comics, he's a smart guy, and you know, I like that he's a the only time he guys goes nuts is when he gets roided out. But anyways, there's another name to play Harley Quinn. Now, I didn't think that the Joker thing would happen. I especially didn't think that the Harley Quinn thing would happen because the rumors started swirling that Harley Quinn was going to be casted, no name attached. But then I said, and I even asked Doug, I was like, hey, man, there is no Harley Quinn without Joker. So how can that happen? Joker is going to have to be in this film.
Yeah.
And nothing was ever said about Joker at that point. Until last week when Jared Leto all of a sudden just popped up and was like, hey, getting eyed to play the Joker. That's kind of a scary thing, especially after the last Joker that we got. What? Which with Heath Ledger. Yeah.
What do you mean, like in a bad way? I mean, like, it's a lot how Heath Ledger, everyone freaked out. They're like, no, he's going to be horrible.
Not like that. But in a intimidating way of like, boy, you've got some shoes to fill.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know,
I mean, Jared Leto's a great actor. I don't know how he's gonna pull it off. Like, I'm with Doug on that. Where to see it to believe it. I mean, like, I don't know. It's gonna be a tough one to pull off. You're right. He's got his work cut out for him.
Harley Quinn, the name that's been thrown out there. If you remember her at all, she was in The Wolf of Wall Street, and I'm gonna just ruin her name because there's a G where there
you
shouldn't
want me to
be.
Try?
There shouldn't be a G there, man. But Margot Robbie?
I think it's Margot Robbie.
Is it? So the T shouldn't be there.
So it's a silent T.
fucking British women. I don't even know if she's British.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, she's going to play Harley Quinn.
Boy, she's beautiful. She looks like she would make a great Harley Quinn.
I think so. I'd like to see her get the voice down. I really prefer like the Harley Quinn. Like, I can't remember her name, but the actress, the voice actress from the Arkham series, like who did Arkham City and Arkham Asylum,
who also did the voice in Gotham.
Yes. So. Yeah, I can't think of it for the life of me, and it sucks because I don't have my. I'm using my other computer, so I can't look it up while we're talking.
We would get just mangled by people if this were live right now.
Yeah.
People are like, you idiots.
Can't believe it. Worst nerds ever.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you? I'm sorry. It was Arrow, not Gotham. Arrow. I meant to.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to look it up. Arkham City.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember, but she also did like Powerpuff Girls.
Don't
like,
worry.
She does a
I'm
lot of different voice
up.
Acting.
I'm looking like, her up. Fantastic.
And I'm standing corrected now that I think about it. I believe there was a different voice actress between Arkham City and Arkham Asylum. So that's going to be another one, too. But they're both voice fantastic at doing actress. Harley Quinn.
Voice actress. All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Harley Quinn. I'm still searching for it. What the shit?
You said if I'm ready for it.
Well, I had it up here, but then I did, you know.
Yeah, she's done a lot of voice work.
All right, here we go. Tara Strong.
Yes, Tara Strong. She does a fantastic one. I think she even did the, she actually did the original animated series as well.
Yeah. Possibly. I'm looking that up as well. Doug would know. He's much better with, she was the Teen Harley Titans. Quinn. She does the Teen Titans.
Mm.
Oh my God, she has so much work to her name.
I'm saying she's done a ton of work over the years.
She's done Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, she's in Transformers the Animated. Boy, this woman's rich. And she's pretty. How can I get in touch with her? Hello, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
She was also, I think it was...
Dude, she's in... Just name something that has a voice actor.
Drawn Together, like that Comedy Central, like Real World cartoon. She was in that as well, I believe.
She started working. Her first official work was in 1986 and in the Campbells.
Cannibals?
No, the Campbells.
Oh, the Campbells.
Yeah. Her first, like, real breakout was probably, man, I mean, these were big back in the day, but she was in Garbage Pail Kids and the Care Bears.
Nice. Garbage Pail Kids. I remember not so
those.
Much the Care Bears.
I had those cards. Those were so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I actually stole some from a friend of mine when I was a kid.
And, you jerk.
I know, and I fessed up to him, and we weren't friends after that. Because he had them, and I wanted them, man. It's like, I can now understand the obsession that my son has with Pokemon cards. Mm-hmm. And he's smuggling them in to school, dude. Okay? like we're like, we have to check his pockets and his book bag. Well, the other day, he smuggled them in his shoe.
That's a legit hustle right
for
there.
For real, man. And he's like, I like to trade them. I like to take people's. I win them. And then, you know, I lose mine and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what is this, prison? What are you doing?
Oh, man. Your kid's hustling.
I know. But either way, Suicide Squad is going to be a very exciting movie. I can't wait for these to be official and to see where this thing goes. So.
Uh-huh.
Are you a fan of the Jason Bourne series?
Yeah, I mean, they're okay. I mean, it's just now with all of these movies, it's like it all streams together for me, like the Bourne series, now the Taken, and like what was the other movie
they
with
all
Jason
share
Statham that went like three, Transporter. Yeah. It seems like all the same stuff to me, really.
They share the same DNA.
Yeah.
Essentially. Well, Matt Damon has confirmed that he's returning as Jason Bourne, which is exciting. Ashley has not seen them. We sat down to watch the first one. She was actually really excited for it. And I think it differentiates itself because of the fact that it has a little bit of that government espionage, you know, lies and secrets mixed into it. So, you know, I like it. I'll go see it. Probably. It's going to be come out in 2016. So
I mean, I guess it's cool that Matt Damon came back for it.
Matt Damon.
Because, I mean, what's his name? The other guy who played, like, the prequel. What's his name?
He's going to be in it as well. Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner. I mean, he did an okay job with it. I mean, it's just, but it was, like I said, another one of those popcorn movies, as people would call it.
Yeah. Well, he'll be in it too. They'll both be in it, so I think it'll be pretty neat.
Oh, so wait, that was two separate characters then. It wasn't the same character?
No. It wasn't the same character. Jeremy Renner was another Bourne.
Another robot off the assembly line.
Yeah, he was pretty much part of the same program, and Jason Bourne's photo and everything is in the movie. And all that stuff. Did you even watch it? You're just assuming.
I didn't. I'm not really into those. So, like, if I want to watch an action movie, it's got to either be super cheesy, like The Expendables, or it's just got to be something like, I don't know, like The Raid. If you've ever seen The Raid,
I saw
that
The Raid.
Movie was awesome.
That was cool. That was the one in space,
the Raid,
right?
Too. I still haven't gotten around to that.
The Raid was the one that was in space, correct?
No, The Raid is a, I believe, movie made in Thailand. It was about a group of cops go into a building full of drug dealers and drug users and stuff, and they're working their way up floor by floor trying to basically get this like drug cartel down. So it's pretty cool. A lot of like, it's like a good mixture of martial arts and action, like shooting and stuff.
I wonder what one I'm thinking of, the one in space. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. Anyways, all right, that's our news for the week for the film. Let's get on to the gaming stuff because we got a lot of cool things to talk about. And we love games, don't we?
I love games.
Games
of my life.
Games.
I thought you were going to hit the bridge up.
I think we should lay that over to the top of that.
Games.
Well, if you're a Tony Hawk fan, I surely was growing up on the PlayStation.
Yeah, was is the keyword here.
Yes. The latest, I mean, when they, let's admit things. When they started out in peripherals and stuff like that, they ran out of ideas. The game became just weak. It wasn't much going on. And so, you know, they had to call it quits a few years back, making them.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for a rebirth. Tony Hawk and Activision are set to make their comeback in 2015 with a new Tony Hawk skateboard beat game.
I wonder if it's going to be Neversoft again. Neversoft was the people who did it originally until they handed it off to that other company that did the stupid like board. Okay, it's not stupid, but it definitely wasn't for, you know, hardcore
fans.
Man,
you remember the commercials where Tony Hawk was pushing this thing and he'd do the interviews and you know on his face he's like, this thing sucks so hard. Yet he's on the board and you can see him making an effort of trying to sell this thing and he's just like, this is so lame.
And it was a cool concept. The thing is, they didn't have enough time. I don't believe they had enough time to execute it. It was probably Activision was like, look, we need this out the door for the holidays. Push it out. And there was a lot of problems with it. It just wasn't as accurate as they all made it seem. And like, they had a video of a bulldog that was just sitting on it and like walking back and forth, and he was getting a high score. You know? So, I mean, it was one of those things. And I don't know. Like I said, when I was working at the video game store, we just sat on those things. Like, it couldn't sell. Like, we had stacks upon stacks of those. Not
just
until they started blowing the price out.
Just racks on racks.
Racks on racks.
Racks on racks.
People didn't even want to steal them.
You'd put them out the front door, and you'd be like, hey, come on, take it, please.
I'm good.
It came at the end of an era where, you know, the band games were all starting to die down, and Activision just wanted one last push and is like, all right, well, can we sell one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
One more connected device. Come on, please. And I remember because I think they were selling the DJ kits as well, like the DJ ones with Eminem. And
I mean, they had some great mixes on that, but once again, it was past its prime by that, you know, by the time it came out. So,
Be on the lookout for that. If you like the old games of our yesteryears, and we're talking about the 80s, where video games started, where Kevin and I started our video game careers. I'm giving away our age, okay? I started on the Atari 2600. Kevin?
Same system. I mean, we're about the same age, so
yeah.
I had the Atari 2600, Coleco. Then I moved on to the Nintendo. So
same here. Well, you should be really excited because there's 900 classic arcade games that you can play now online for free at the Internet Arcade. So
yeah, this is pretty awesome. It's the Internet Archive. They've gathered over 900 classic arcades from the 70s through the 1990s. There's some classics on there. You know, there's a lot of games you might not recognize on there, but there are some really good games like Jungle Hunt. You got Karate Champ. Joust is on there.
Yep.
One of my personal favorites, Rastan, is on there. Like, there's a ton of awesome games, and you can play them from your browser. You don't have to download anything. You don't have to do anything. What it opens is a MAME emulator right there on the browser, and you can just play it right then and there on your keyboard.
Cool.
Or if you have a control plugged in, you can use the control. It's fantastic.
And
I do it on my breaks at work. So
they also have games like Street Fighter 2, Bionic Commando, Missile Command, Burger Time, Outrun, Robotron, Frogger, Ghouls and Ghosts, all your favorites that you would love.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's the exact arcade replicas because they're just emulations of them. So, I mean, if you got a nostalgia feel, go to that website and check it out.
It's very cool.
Do you have the exact web address on here?
We'll have it in the show notes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, check that out. Look at our show notes. It's really cool, but it's the Internet Archive. Basically, they're just archiving everything from books, audio.
You can go to HTTPS archive.org. And you can go to the software tab, and it'll all be right there. So
yeah, super cool.
It's very, very cool. Let me get back to my notes here.
Yeah. So the Amiibo. Yeah, Nintendo's teaming up with Loot Crate for an Amiibo delivery service. This is a really interesting one.
It is pretty neat. And I think that I honestly believe, I don't know if this is going to be a huge deal for them, but the Amiibos are doing something a little different. As we know, we have games now like Disney has their, what's it called? They just launched 2.0. Do you know the name
Infinity.
Of it? Infinity?
Yes.
Infinity 2.0. It's really neat. It opens up a whole new game world. I believe that we talked about the Amiibo in a past podcast and how we kind of didn't like the concept because it works with the 3DS and it also works with the Nintendo Wii U. And you just place it. I mean, here's the deal. You place it on the surface and it just does either like these special little effects or it puts that person in the game. Mm-hmm. And I believe that they're doing a big push with the 3DS version of the Mario fight game.
Yeah, Super Smash Brothers.
And it's going to work for the Wii U. Boy, I don't know about this concept, man. I hope they're cheap because I don't think that it's going to be cash cow like they want it to be.
Right.
Because of the fact that you have two giant properties right now who are using these kind of tools. And I think
that's the thing. They're just getting on the bandwagon.
Exactly. I think that they're a little bit late to the party because I think there's only room.
you know, it's Nintendo, right?
Yeah. I think there's only room
for... I've never been on time with something like that.
I think there's only room for two. I think that this is going to be kind of a fad, and I think that's why you see them. And not to say that Loot Crate is a fad, but usually you wouldn't see this cross-promotion at all because Nintendo's so tight with their own properties, you know?
Yeah, no, the best part about for them, the best thing they could have done was to partner with somebody, you know, and Loot Crate's a good one to partner with. Especially it's right up their alley. It's, you know, it's got the collectibles kind of feel to it. So a lot of people are jumping on board with it.
Cool.
I mean, it's the same
though.
Like you're saying, it could be a fad, but a lot of kids are still buying Skylanders, the Infinity figures, excuse me.
And they just launched new products for the wintertime. I mean, for this Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough. It's an uphill battle still for Mario and the gang, but listen, man, I'm still holding hope. I hope you guys are a success. I hope Loot Crate, this is a success for them. It's over on their website, lootcrate.com. You can sign in. They have a tab for it, I believe. The first wave is 12 Amiibo.
That's the first wave of Amiibo figures is going to be set when Super Smash Brothers comes out.
Yeah, on the 21st.
They're going to have 10 pre-selected Amiibo figures for Loot Crate. So... But they haven't really. They've named five of them so far, but the five others haven't been named yet.
Yeah.
So they haven't
be a
even
separate
released
deal.
A price on it yet. But you can sign up and get like information through their website.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So if you have a mobile device, aka an iPad or an iPhone, you guys know that. There's a new technology out there that Apple released to game developers, and this thing is called Metal. And what this does is it really takes a lot of the processes that probably robbed most of the CPU. Instead of using OpenGL for the processes, now you can run it through a new programming language called Metal for gaming. What this does is it allows console quality gaming on a device. It's incredible. And you may not believe me, but you can look this up. You can click in the show notes. They have parts of Battlefield 4 running on an iPad.
Yeah.
There's a screenshot.
That is amazing.
There's a screenshot, and it looks so phenomenal. And it looks like you're looking on the PC or one of the next gen consoles. It's so crazy. Now, they're saying that, and they have the primary engine Frostbite 3 running on iOS. It's nuts to think that way, to think like how far we've come in technology. Obviously, the PC and the gaming PC technology has hit a plateau. Okay, we're not making so many advances in that area anymore. Where all the advances are coming from are the computers that are in our pockets. And it's funny because if you look at, 7 years ago when the iPhone launched, and, you know, you can say this with the Android as well, but I'm using Apple as an example here because of the fact that there's no denying that Apple is at the forefront of gaming when it comes to mobility. And
yeah, I mean, that's true.
Most of the games that you find are on an Apple device. Most of the games that you see that are pushing graphics are on the Apple device. It's just a fact. I'm sorry. I'm not being a homer. That's how it is.
A homer? I hear you on that. I mean, Android, though, the thing about Android that's awesome, I mean, this is a sidebar there, but I mean, Android's coming out with the games and everything, but they're having more open content where people can throw on like emulators and stuff like that. Like I've got a PS1 cool. emulator on my tablet. That's awesome. I can play PlayStation 1 games on a small ass tablet.
I'm not trying to compare, you know, what has the better features and whatnot. I'm just saying that when it comes to the technology, where it's going and stuff, it's amazing to look back at the first one and go, okay, well, what did we have? We had pretty much Tetris,
Snake,
just in 7 years from the first iPhone, what games you can play on it to now is just leaps and bounds. It's taken us 20 years to get where we're at on PC gaming, like with the quality graphics. It's less than half the time on a little phone that fits in your pocket. And it's just insane to me how far we've come. It's really cool. It's really neat. You got to check this out. Now, they said that they'll probably never release Battlefield 4 on the iPad. They said, of course, never say never, but...
Yeah, it's more of a tech demo just to show it off that they can.
That they can do it, which is really cool, and it excites them. And when people get excited, they usually press forward, you know? Mm-hmm. And they press on, and maybe someday we'll see it.
Right.
But... I really feel, I mean, the only thing that's holding these phones and these tablets back is battery life, of course. When you put that much graphics on the screen, it's going to be taxing on the battery. And also when you run goddamn ads in the games and it pulls data constantly while you're playing the game, that's going to drain the battery. So please stop with the free fucking ads in the games.
Stop making the games free then.
I know I'll really, pay. I mean, I would literally pay 99 cents for you to remove your damn ads. Please stop it.
But 99 cents is not going to get them anything compared to what they can make with the ad revenue.
Are you kidding me, man?
Look at Plants vs. Zombies 2. I mean, you know what? That game is amazing. My wife plays it to this day. But the thing is, like, they made it free for a reason. There's a couple little ads, but it's all in-game purchases. But the ads are what makes the money. Look how much money that one dude was making off of Flappy Bird just for running ads. He was making like 500 grand a day or something like that. It was insane. Or no, 50 grand
a
day.
Give people the option.
Still, it's crazy.
Give the people the option. You can run the ads and you can say remove the ads for 99 cents.
Well, they have like games like that too, where you could do the light version, which is the ad version, or the premium version, which is...
With iOS, it's all together now. They don't do the light anymore.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's all together because now they do just the in-app purchases, and they just, instead of light, they just say free to play, and then it has the purchase the premium package, and then it gives you all the premium stuff. So.
Ah, okay.
But I'd like to see, obviously it's never going away. We're at a point now where, I mean, there was even a rumor going around today that I saw on the internet that, what's it called? They just announced, oh my God. Why can't I remember this name? And I was just thinking about it too, and I had it in my mind.
What was it about?
It's Just Cause. Just Cause 3 was announced today.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you know, there's a rumor going around that said, "Oh, it's free to play with in-game purchases." And then they had to come out. Ubisoft came out and was like, "Nope, that's incorrect. It is full. It's going to be a full price." And so,
why would wait? I don't think Ubisoft made that game,
Kevin. Stop, man. Okay, stop saying company names that just aren't real, okay? I mean, that just aren't.
Who did, wait. It's, did Just Cause. It? No, Square Enix did
Square
Just Cause.
Square Enix, that's what it is.
Yeah, it was. So Ubisoft came out and they're like, yo, that game ain't free to play. We just want to let you know. It's not our game, but it's not free to play.
Kevin, you're so dumb. Stop saying Ubisoft. It's Square Enix. Ubisoft. So they came out and said that it is not free to play. They are going to charge for it. Which is nice, because I don't want to see the console games going free-to-play like that, like the big titles, you know what I'm saying? I'll gladly pay $60, even if you're giving me half a game now and I have to buy DLC later. Just don't put ads. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I am good. So, anyways, every week we like to go ahead and talk about what we're watching, give you some ideas, give you some of our thoughts. And what you should be watching as well. In, what are you watching?
Are you watching closely?
All right, man. What have you been watching? What have you been playing? You got three things. Don't break the rules.
Only three?
That's what this whole thing is about, yo.
So, well, first off, watching, I watched VHS Viral this week. That was okay. It was the third one.
I was going to ask you if it was
VHS films.
I didn't know there was a third.
It was okay.
Is what you broke
Sorry?
Up.
I was just saying it was okay. It wasn't as great as the first two. First two had a lot of cool creativity to it and everything like that. Third one just kind of, it seems like it was a little bit phoned in. No pun intended, because it has a lot to do with cell phones. But it still has kind of the spirit of VHS, but it just didn't have like that. You know, like the first two movies, they were both pretty damn awesome. It was like the creep show of this generation. This one was kind of like, we're just going to end the trilogy, whatever. You know, so I don't know if they're going to make another one after this, but the way they ended it, it was like, meh. So.
Really?
Yeah, that was a bummer. Other than that, games, I've been playing Call of Duty this week. Not so much multiplayer. I know you've been playing Call of Duty too, so we'll have our little talk about it. The most thing I focused on was the campaign, and I would have to say the campaign is one of the best looking campaigns I've played in a video game in general, and that's even calling out like Last of Us and stuff like that.
Really?
Like, it's a beautiful campaign.
Really?
Yeah, and Kevin Spacey looks like Kevin Spacey, except Conan O'Brien pulled out one funny thing about that. We posted it last week with Conan O'Brien playing Call of Duty. Like, the one thing about Kevin Spacey, and a lot of characters in there, actually mostly Kevin Spacey, but he's got like these dead eyes where it's just like kind of just staring as he's talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no movement. You know, there's
different facial expressions and everything, but man, like that... The facial expressions, at some points you think it's the real person on screen. It's actually just, you know, it's the computer. That's so crazy. I mean, it's good stuff. I had a great time playing it. I finished the campaign like a day. Call of Duty campaigns, you can finish in like 6 hours. But it was very entertaining. I liked it a lot. Kevin Spacey, great A actor again. He really helped it out. I enjoyed it a lot more than I've enjoyed a lot of the prior Call of Duties. So, and other than that, the multiplayer, I don't really play multiplayer much on there because I'm awful at it, and I'm tired of hearing 12-year-olds say they're going to have sexual intercourse with my mother. So, you know, there's only so many of those you can take.
So does that mean that you have not and will not buy the Master Chief Collection?
Not really interested, to be honest. It just came out today, and it's I don't know. I mean, I've finished all of them. I don't really see a reason to go back, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, if I were to go back, it'd be for multiplayer. And like I said, I don't really care for multiplayer. I'm more of, if I'm going to play multiplayer games, I love doing the co-op stuff, like Destiny.
Yeah.
I love playing co-op Destiny. Mass Effect 3's co-op mode was unbelievable, still one of my favorites.
You know, I didn't do that in co-op because I went through the first two games. Now, let me tell you guys something, if you don't know already. Love Mass Effect. It's my number one, probably my number one game series of all time. Nice. It's my all-time favorite. It just leaps and bounds. I love it so much. It's the only game. I'm not a person who goes back and replays a lot of games, hardly ever. But I have replayed each one of those titles, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't even care about the ending. I didn't bitch about the ending. I know it was kind of weak, but I still, it was an ending and I still had completion and I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. Whatever. Yeah. Like, get over it. So, but I didn't play the co-op because of the fact that I played single player all the way through the first two because there was no co-op. And I didn't want to ruin my experience. So I didn't invite anybody. I was like, no, I'm doing it alone.
Oh man. Do you have it on PC then? Or what do you have it on?
I have it on PC.
Oh, we're going to play some co-op soon, man. I will reinstall that just to play it. It's really fun. It's,
really?
It's like horde mode in Gears of War, if you're familiar with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really fun. You unlock some really cool stuff. You unlock different classes, different races. Like, it's really fun. If you haven't played Mass Effect 3 co-op out there, I highly suggest it. Probably not as populated as it used to be, but it's still super fun, and it's very addicting.
Very cool.
And, that's pretty much all I did.
Okay.
How about you, though?
I have logged about 35 hours this week into Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Multiplayer.
Okay.
Buddy and I, the other night, we got super drunk, and we played it. We made a bet. We said, I bet you I can stay up longer than you, my buddy Jeff. And so we stayed up until 2 a.m., and remember, we're in our 30s now, so 2 a.m. to us is like 6
a.m. Might as well be 6 a.m., really.
Might as well have been 6 a.m. to a 20-year-old. We just pulled an all-nighter, okay? And I have a kid, so it's tough. And so at 2 a.m., we're both like, all right, if we just give up, both of us at the same time, can we just – nobody wins? All right. So we played 7 hours straight of that game. We both got really, really drunk. It was a lot of fun. I love doing that kind of stuff, but – yeah, the PC world is a little bit different than the console. You get a little bit of more of the mature gamer. Every once in a while you have people in there who are just, you know, the kiddos, but for the most part it's a really enjoyable multiplayer experience. So
that's cool. Yeah. Now what level are you now?
I am prestiged. This is what happened. I was level 47 when we started the game, doing our little 7 hour bit. And at the end I was prestiged level 35.
Awesome.
So
man,
I got
pretty
far.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And right now I'm working on getting, now it's really cool, this game, because you have drops now in it. So it's almost like MMO-ish. It's kind of Destiny-ish. They took parts of Destiny. They took parts of Titanfall, and of course the core gameplay of COD, and mixed it all together. And here we have our game. They have drops now that randomly come to you, and it has guns. It has elite guns. It has armor. It's got all. I mean, you can customize your guy the way you want to. They look super sweet. And right now I have
by the way, you can actually do females now.
Yeah,
so
you can do females.
Cool.
And right now I'm working through the Exo campaign, which is pretty much like a horde kind of campaign. They just throw waves at you. Mm-hmm. You have to survive 25 waves on each level of every single level, and if you can do it, you unlock a full on zombie outfit for multiplayer. And
dude, I did try that, and it is effing tough. I think the best I did was like wave like 8 or 9.
I got to wave 11.
Yeah.
And it's really tough. I'm really trying because the zombie outfit looks so super sick. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping one day I can unlock it. So
yeah. Keep trying, man. And that was my favorite thing about the Call of Duty series too, is the zombies. So,
and they're bringing them back as well. So
yeah.
Right. So the other thing I did was I watched Big Hero 6.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
I just got home. That's why we're recording and not live, is because I got home. I had a family date. We went out to took the family out to see Big Hero 6. Phenomenal. It was so great. It's so funny, awesome. Dude. It's really funny. Wonderful Marvel experience, although Marvel's name is not anywhere on this movie. There's no Marvel title screen, nothing. It's all Disney.
Is it? Did it have anything to do with Marvel? Like,
it's
that
a
wasn't a comic.
It's a Marvel
anything,
property. Yeah, it's a Marvel property.
Really? Yep. I did not know that.
So, Big Hero 6 is a Marvel property, and very cool stuff. It's
that was Pixar, right?
No, that was Disney.
Oh, Disney. Okay. Wait. Okay, so Disney doesn't own Pixar. Okay, so it's Imagination or whatever.
No. Disney does own Pixar. But Pixar is a separate entity. They do their own films, and now Disney does their own films. So it's Disney Animation and not Pixar Animation.
Or DreamWorks too. Doesn't DreamWorks
No,
do
DreamWorks is like Warner Brothers, I think.
Oh, okay. So that's the difference. Okay.
Yeah. And so yeah, Disney Animation had Wreck-It Ralph. That was their big hit, and then they did Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And now they did Big Hero 6.
Nice. Well, they're on a good streak.
They
love me some Wreck-It Ralph.
So yeah, that was it was a really, really fun movie. Really funny. Really emotional. I almost teared up because I always do that nowadays. I think it's just coming with age. I tear up during every every sad moment nowadays. Not afraid to say it. But other than that, what else have I done? I've caught up on Gotham. I know the last time that we talked on the podcast, I was kind of moving away from Gotham. It wasn't my favorite. I'm back in. Count me in.
No,
count me in. They have really pulled back on the crazy kind of personalities, and mm-hmm. they've really toned them down. I also think that spoiler alert. You're all cut up, right, Kevin?
I did not see yesterday's episode, but I saw last week's.
But okay, so I'm not going to say anything about last week's about the yesterday's, but I will say this. I think you have the idea that it's coming as well, but I do think that Fish is going to die at some point. I think she's going to be taken out. And
I hope not, because like, what's her name? I can't remember anyone's names tonight. But
you got the Jeremy bug.
Will Smith, Jada Pinkett is an amazing job. She's doing an amazing job as Fish, even though that's an original character. Like, she's really giving it. She's owning it.
You know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I haven't liked her character. The last couple episodes have been a lot better for me, but I don't care if she dies.
I didn't even care for Penguin when it first started, but Penguin's grown on me. He did a great
Penguin
job.
Penguin has grown on me a lot. I love Enigma. All the characters really have to grow on you, because some of them are just like, good Lord, he's overplaying this. This is too dramatic. I hated Alfred when I first started seeing him, but now I really like him.
Alfred's pretty cool.
And so I'm really enjoying it. I'm back in. I'm 100%. I'm good.
The only person I can't stand on the show is Barbara. I really, especially last week's episode, Barbara really pissed me off. Me and my wife were like, shh, what a dumbass. That's not spoiling anything. Just be ready to call Barbara a dumbass.
She is dumb. She is dumb. But yeah,
that's the only character I'm not really a fan of in that show.
And I can't wait for probably another three years. In 3 years, I can finally say that Catwoman is hot, because she'll be 18. They're playing her up. She's in your next episode that you're gonna watch and stuff. So
she's got. I mean, the thing is about her, she's got really spaced apart eyes, and it throws me off. Like, it's good for Catgirl and all that, but it's just really spaced apart, like comic book spaced apart. So it just throws me off every time.
Do you
time
think
I see
they
her.
Moved them? For the show,
yeah, it's CGI. Yeah, it's CG.
They're like, no, they're like, we're gonna have to stretch your eyes for this character. All right, do it.
That's some dedication right there.
Anyways, that is our show, people. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you get some pleasure out of listening to us. If you do, let us know by subscribing to us on iTunes. We're also on Podbean and on Stitcher. Yes. And so we'd love to have you subscribe and let us know what you think on our social media at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
And until next week, hey, we'll be all back together next week, okay? We'll get Doug back in the house. Well, you're definitely going to hear me, and look out for it, because I'll probably say it about 15 times to where I'm going to call him my pillow princess.
We're going to do it. We're just going to see. We're going to get a counter at the bottom right side of the screen for every time.
All right, everybody. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.